If you haven't heard, there's been some rapper news. It's sending the internet into meltdown. Things are sending internet into meltdown right now with the Super Bowl and some news regarding this guy.
Young Savage, why you trapping so hard? Why do you nigga capping so hard?
If you do have razor sharp hearing, I might give a language warning just under the bed of this song. This is the guy who, as you can hear, super understated rap, but like it definitely makes you feel almost like you're in a Freddy vs. Jason movie. Like it's there's you're in a scary spot. Sid, things have taken a turn for 21 Savage though.
21 Savage has been compared to the Freddy Krueger of rap music.
Like, right,
his lyrics are damn creepy. With song titles like "Slaughter Your Daughter" and "Dead People," it's like this guy is not kidding around. Anyway, look, 21 Savage, otherwise known as Abraham Joseph, or Shahya bin Abraham Joseph, was arrested overnight in Atlanta by ICE, or the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Department in the USA.
Yeah.
Because apparently he has overstayed his welcome. He's actually from the UK. And so we found out just overnight that he's been overstaying his welcome since, I think, 2006 when his visa ran out. So the internet is completely going nuts. The internet breaks down over every single little thing these days. But, Twitter's in frenzy. Like, Instagram's going crazy because everyone thinks that this guy's a fraud now. It's like all of a sudden, because he's grown up in the UK for, 12 years of his
life?
Out
of, 26.
Right, out of 26. All of a sudden, he's, some kind of West End, well-to-do, well-heeled, chap. It doesn't make any sense personally to me.
No, and also because it's not like he came from Buckingham Palace.
No, exactly.
He was also kind of, living in similar conditions. So he's from Atlanta, from the UK, moved to Atlanta, and I guess a lot of people seem to think that this whole persona is put on.
Well, that's exactly what the Immigration and Customs Department has actually said.
Yeah, they were putting fuel on the fire.
Yeah, I think they came out and said something like his whole public persona is false. It is constructed, which I think is pretty savage in itself, right? To
absolutely.
Just completely cut down this rapper's character.
And what's interesting about their kind of the way they handled this is, wasn't it true that he performed live on a talk show recently? He's put out an album in the last month or two. And he changed some of the lyrics to sort of reference the fact that the immigration in America there's been some problematic elements to that. And then suddenly, looks like ICE got him.
Right. All of a sudden,
they're living a bit brazen about it. They're showing it off.
I know. Well, I mean, 21 Savage is he's always been political, right? Like, his music is political because of the experiences that he grew up with. And in the last, 5 years, ever since, he took off with his mixtape and his debut album, he's done a bunch of charitable stuff. Like, he's been a pro gun regulation advocate. So he came out with this policy or this movement called Guns Down, Paintballs Up a couple of years ago, which, was well-intentioned, but a little bit misguided. But he constantly donates to charitable causes for gun victims and for children in crime.
And he's been talking lately about managing your money smarter and
Matt,
how people should do that.
This guy is the messiah from the streets, but that doesn't eradicate the fact that he actually did grow up with some serious, serious problems. Like, his father died when he was, super young, which is why he's got that face dagger tattoo.
Right.
If anyone has seen 21 Savage, he's got this giant dagger tattooed right between his eyeballs, and it's the first thing that you see. It's pretty crazy to look at, pretty threatening. But he was banned in year 7 in high school in Atlanta because he was found carrying a gun.
Right.
And I mean, the whole 21 Savage's name, 21 Savage, came because on his 21st birthday, his best friend died in a shootout. So this guy is proper hardcore. There's no mistaking that. I don't know why the ICE department is on such a hell-bent mission of character assassination.
Well, especially because he's been in legal trouble before, and this seemed to not come up in any background checks.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Conveniently, it's happened now. I wonder what that is.
There was, I think, some drug possession charges in 2014, and, it was just all right, posted bail, community service, whatever, whatever. But, now all of a sudden, as soon as he starts talking about immigration, which is obviously a hot button issue in the United States right now, ICE comes after it.
And almost as well, I think I've seen some takes where people are sort of saying, it's almost as if the moment where he stops just being a rapper and getting more political is when he gets sort of busted.
Yeah, and like it's a trend with a lot of artists in the United States. Like even with, for instance, MIA, who does a lot of experimental stuff, when she started getting political in her career about, you know, the Tamil Tigers and the civil war in Sri Lanka, she was actually banned from the United States and put under a terrorist list.
Right.
So, I mean, this isn't the first time that this kind of thing, that borders and immigration have been used as basically a political weapon against artists. But yeah, it's still pretty interesting.
We'll have to see, I guess, how this unfolds, whether it does mean that he's like deported from the US and does have to move back to the UK or what's going on.
Look, at the moment, he's in detention. His lawyers are trying their best to get him out and, you know, put him before a court and see what can happen. Like, obviously, this just seems like some kind of oversight. Like, his parents forgot to sign some papers. Or his single mother, looking after six kids, trying to make a living for herself, forgot to sign some papers in 2006. Whoop-de-doo.
Like, yeah. Damn.
Cut him some slack.
Far out. Well, thanks for bringing us up to speed.